It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, hey there, folks. If you're September 3rd, boy, the hits just keep on coming. Okay, let's lay it out again. September 3rd, currently the low man on the totem pole. You're the day that is at most at risk of one day, eventually, within the next year, being erased from history and having everyone that is ever born on your date also erased from history. And, you know, it's a few days in here and you're not putting up a great fight. I mean, you let Beyonce get past you. You let Freddie Mercury slip on by. And here we are another day, and let's see what you can do, okay? So to rehash, September 3rd is Kitty Carlisle, Snow Baby, Shaun White, and then Charlie Sheen, okay? Also a Snow Baby in his own way. Up against today, September 5th, cavalry of classy celebrities. Let's roll out a few of these honorable mentions here. We do have some honorable mentions. Macy Gray, who was a wonderful singer, and she had some good songs that I did enjoy. I guess I only knew one Macy Gray song.
I try to say goodbye, you like your...
You know, that thing. It was very good. It was very good. Honorable mention. Let's see, who else? Jane Curtin. Jane Curtin is a September 6th baby of Kate and Allie fame and of Saturday Night Live fame. Jane, that ignorant slut. You know her. You know her and love her. So those are a couple of honorable mentions. Let's just jump right into this. The number three celebrity, Rosie Perez. Okay. White Men Can't Jump was great. And she had a very important role in there to be the take no nonsense girlfriend of Woody Harrelson, and that's an important role, I think, in any film. I'm loath to think of many other things that Rosie Perez has been in. I know that she has been in other things since she was in Do the Right Thing, I think, telling Mookie to be a fucking man. You know, important roles. Let's see. Number two, Idris Elba. Idris Elba is a wonderful actor. If you ever watched The Wire, he was Stringer Bell. He did a great job on that. I haven't seen The Dark Tower yet, and it's had middling reviews, but I was excited to see him in the role. And just never seen a thing that Idris Elba has been in that I have not said, man, this is a super handsome man, and B, he's real good at this. So, I mean, he even brought a seductive but refined take to The Office, of all places. So well done, Idris. Number one is Roger Waters. Okay, so if you don't know Roger Waters, he was the bassist and co-lead vocalist for Pink Floyd. And then when Syd Barrett left, he kind of took over primary songwriting. He did a lot of the singing along with David Gilmour at that point. And let me tell you, a lot of people that are Pink Floyd fans, and I consider myself a Pink Floyd fan, will fall into one side or the other with Pink Floyd. And I am not a huge Roger Waters fan, but I do readily admit that if Roger Waters, you know, was just completely erased off of the face of like the universe, Pink Floyd would not have existed, at least not in the way that we know it. And we would have lost a lot for that. So, I don't think that I could let that happen. And that's why he's number one right here on today's ranking. So September 6th, we've had a couple of, you know, hit 'em out the park days, right? And today, less so. I mean, it's a good showing. It's a good showing. And it's probably better than average that we've seen so far as where the threes and twos went. Your one is a little substandard, I think, after what we've seen the last 2 days. with Beyonce and with Freddie Mercury. But, you know, it's enough to beat September 3rd. So Charlie Sheen, Snow Baby Shaun White, and Kitty Carlisle will have to see if their execution will be stayed another day. They will have to just keep waiting, I guess. That's a bad metaphor because their execution, I guess, is continually stayed until maybe a year from now if they manage to not do it. You know, it's a bad metaphor. But regardless, boy, September 3rd, it's looking rough. This is a streak that you need to get yourself away from. Let's see, you've lost on your day. So 3rd, 4th, 5th, and now 6th. This is 4 consecutive losses for September 3rd. It's a streak, folks, and streaks are made to be broken. So who knows what tomorrow will bring, but I will be here to find out with you on This Day is History.
Happy birthday to you.